Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit, and He's mightily moving. I thank the Lord for all that He's doing. He's rewarding people's faithfulness. He's helping people see and understand. He's helping people grow. And people, He told me something. I was concerned when the Lord told me His return is imminent, and to be ready that they be not left out. Because of the revelation He's given me, and the revelation knowledge that I don't hear over many pulpits, and the things that is holding people back, I know it's simple things, but the word is going forth enough for people to make sober decisions. But a lot of people don't know what to watch out for because of the blindness, because of false teaching, false preaching, false ways. And that's the real one, false ways. The Ugandan pastor pointed out that our ways can hold us back. When the Lord told him that if he would have come to get his bride, he would have left him because of his ways. Not one thing that he can put his eyes on and repent of, but his ways in general were just wrong. And compared to the scripture, when the Lord revealed it to him, his ways were corrupt. And he had to do some overhauling on the inside. Now, at the new birth, we have a heart to do what's right. We were white. Our sins were cleansed. We were made brand new. We got a brand new heart. But we have to live from that arena, not our mind, and not let the world get inside of our heart. And we have to fill our heart with faith. We have to fill our heart with the word of God and live truly. And our ways will be healed. Our patterns of life will be healed. And our habit system can be corrected and healed. Our thought life can become stronger and stronger and stronger and healed. See, the new birth is like a seed. It comes to us in seed form and it flourishes. Christ is formed in us. And people have replaced other things in the name of Christ forming in us. Successful ministries, successful marriages, successful jobs and family life. But if you do it from the word, everything heals and grows properly. You know, we need the life of God in us. I remember in the 80s, they found out they could have what they say, which is true. It's the truth that God, Jesus said, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, you can ask what you will and it will be done for you. And people were getting on board with that. And prosperity was the call of the day. That's what people were looking for. Ways to prosper, better marriages, better homes, better everything, better jobs, businesses, industry. Whatever people were into, they were after it. But a lot of people tried to make the difference by getting in debt. Saw this with my own eyes. And they lived over their means. And it hurt a lot of people. Especially when they bought those cars that, I remember the automakers made some of the worst cars in the 80s. And I remember when you bought a new car, it was worse than the one you had 10 years ago. But nevertheless, people, we made it. And some people, you know, they got disheartened. The enemy will use anything as a distraction. You have to focus on the Lord. And you can't have, I say these kind of broadcasts often because when you look at the Lord, you have much greater possibilities. You're not limited in Him. And the Lord thinks of everything. He's doing great things around us and through those who listen to Him. Hearing the Lord out is the key. If you can hear Him out, you can do anything. Anything good, you can do it. The love of God, we pointed out last week that in the broadcast, New Clues, love receives all things of God. So when the Lord is speaking, what if you could capture everything He's saying and use it and incorporate it in your life, using it? Your life will grow in an outstanding way. Now, As we go forward in the Lord doing His word, we're going to find out that you just can't fail. In Him, you cannot fail. You live in Him. He lives through you. And you won't fail. You'll live and grow. Your determination can grow. Everything in your life can be better. But that's not the goal. The goal is to look at Him, and those things will happen. Those are byproducts. The best things in our life are byproducts of the living love of God that we receive. If you ever look at the things, you can get distracted. You have to. Now, I'm not saying you have to. You can't look at things you love. I'm saying that your primary focus in life is what Jesus said. Think about how safe Adam would have been and what he could have done if he had kept his eyes focused on the Lord like Peter when Peter was walking on water. When Peter looked away from Jesus, now he was looking literally at him, and he literally looked away and at the water, and he began to sink. And notice, he didn't sink all at once. He began to sink. And the Lord grabbed his hand. Now, he had walked for some time, and when the enemy tried to interrupt, he looked at the waves and began to sink. And the Lord caught him. Now, so when you follow God, you have to keep focus on Him. Don't focus on the disaster. Don't focus on the distraction. Don't focus on success. Don't focus on your desires. Don't focus on other people's success and other people's desires. Sometimes people make the mistake, they focus on other people's success in the Lord and the message and get jealous or envious and get in strife. Now they're distracted. Something happens to our authority when we become worldly. See, a lot of people don't have success stories with authority because they have gotten distracted. And authority is for those who follow God, those who are in Christ. Authority works in the kingdom of God only. You can't wander into the world and have authority. Authority works for those who love God, not those who do their own will. And, you know, that's why people are going to say, I cast out demons in your name, but they didn't go to heaven. Something's wrong with that picture. They worked miracles in Jesus' name, and they went to hell because they didn't go in the kingdom of God, and they went to hell. Because if you don't go to the kingdom, if you can't go to heaven, you got to go to hell. They went to hell, and they were working miracles, preaching the word, taking authority over demons, and they were winning. But what happened to their life? Authority is no good unless you live for God, unless you're doing His word. And live a life, you know, repent when you're supposed to. Follow God all the time, and you won't ever have a problem with authority. You have to submit your whole life to God for authority to work in your life. You have to be submitted. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. That's the first step. Resist the devil, second step, and he'll flee from you. He can't handle you if you live according to the word. That's just the way it is. That's the way it's going to always be. That's the standard. That's the word of God. That's how it is. And those who follow God, those who love Him, those who want to know Him, those who succeed in Him, they follow the Lord. They follow the path of life. They do what God said to do. They hear Him and they act. Now, we need to follow Him always. And I thank God because He said, tell my people my return is imminent, to be ready that they be not left. So that means that His people can be left. And the people He was addressing in the seven churches were His people. But if they didn't repent, He'd move that candlestick out of His place. And people debate on that. In other words, you won't be sanctioned for ministry because you wandered into the world and you can't go to heaven either. I used to wonder about what does it mean for Him to move your candlestick out of place is out of place. Now, I'm going to let, you're going to have to seek the Lord about that. I don't like to, what I don't try to force what I think on others, but I believe they're going to be lost. But that's something for you to seek the Lord about. Because I know people are varied in their opinions, but opinions don't count. You have to go by the Word of God. What do the other scriptures say? The other scriptures said that many will come to me saying, "Lord, Lord." That disturbed me. I said, "Lord, you're about to come and take your people." When I thought that everybody that once said the sinner's prayer is going to hell, I was happy. Years ago I would study the Word, he's talking to his people. Many were coming to me saying, "Lord, Lord." I said, "Wait a minute, these people they skating around this." I want people to be living sacrifices so that they can go, so that they can be productive in life and go forward. Every time I learned something of the Lord, I saw how easy it was to go forward. And I wanted more. And I said, "Lord, I want to make sure that everything is like it's supposed to be in life." And as I've endeavored to go forward, one problem that people have is this. They ask the Lord to help them do whatever it is they're doing and grow. They ask for salvation and they endeavor to grow. But the thing that they don't do is reject the world. Now, people will reject the big sins that, you know, people would call big sins, you know, adultery, fornication, partying. They'll reject that, smoking, drinking, whatever. Depends on where you go to church. But some people allow strife. Some people they watch movies and they laugh at the things that's just wrong. There are things that people allow. And, you know, that shouldn't be allowed. It shouldn't. You have to reject darkness. It will kill you. And then you got the false grace doctrine where you're saved no matter what you do after you repented. You said the sinner's prayer, you're going to heaven. You can just kind of live like you want to. That's a lie. You're trying to make the Word give you a license to sin and you don't have one. We're required to do everything according to the Word of God. That's where we're going to be saved. Now, I touched on this the last broadcast, but sometimes you have to decide to do what's right when other people don't. And stop depending on other people to help you do what's right. Break every crutch. Don't let anybody be a crutch. Don't let grandma be your crutch. Don't let your husband be a crutch. Don't even let your wife be a crutch. Don't let your children ever become a crutch. Don't let your parents be a crutch. If you follow God because that's who you love, that you love Jesus, you're doing what he said to. And he pointed out that sometimes your family members are your greatest enemies. Sometimes the people in your own house. You know, sometimes you have to get away from people in your own house. You have to live strategically with people in your own home. I thank God that he'll give you wisdom. Everybody, when you get saved, everybody around you don't always get saved. And sometimes the whole family may get saved, but some of them won't grow up. And you have to prepare and strategize your life so that you can do what God's telling you to do, whether they do or don't. Now, one time I made a decision. I said, "I'm going to do what God said to do." This is a long time ago. And I've heard people say, "Well, if my wife ain't on board, it just won't work." No. If my wife ain't on board, I'm going to follow God. Everything that falls away, falls away. And I made that decision a long time. I'm not going to compromise for nobody that breathes air. I'm not going to compromise. I don't have to. Jesus didn't compromise for me. He got on that cross and stayed there. He didn't say, "Well, I guess I'll just kind of I suffered a long time. I think I'll just get on down. No, he stayed up there and finished God's plan. I'm going to do the same thing. I'm not paying for salvation. I know I got enough system. I can't pay for salvation. But I can make a decision and not let anybody stop me. You have to follow God and reject darkness. The enemy will use anything to throw you off track, slow you down. I believe in speeding up. When people want to slow down, speed up. If they love you, they'll stick with you. If they love God, they'll stick with Him. If they love the world, they'll do that. But whatever the case, people are going, the Lord told me, and I was concerned about people that don't hear the word. I keep getting away from that. I keep going on and on and on. But I said, Lord, a lot of people have, good people haven't heard the word enough to make a sober decision. But this is what He told me. Now, these were different times. This is the last thing He told. I asked Him this question last. He said, my word has gone forth, and there are many people who have made sober choices off the same amount of revelation. And then there are people who did worse, and they had that same revelation. So He's going to come back, ready or not, here He comes. But He told me two things He would do before He returned. He said, right before I come, I'm going to cause people to speak what's ever in their heart. And it's going to be notable what they are. People masquerade. And He's been dealing with me that for a long time now. That people are not like they seem. They present themselves. And it disturbed me. He said they present themselves. They know how they're supposed to be, and they present themselves. But inwardly, they're different. And also, some people, they present themselves, instead of letting their light shine, they present themselves in an acceptable way, but on the inside they love God. These are problems. God wants you to be who you are in Him. Don't live a life that He must reject. He's not just rejecting people just to put, He loves every soul just like Jesus, but some people love the world somewhere. And they don't do what they're supposed to. And then they do what they don't supposed to. It's bad when you don't do what you're supposed to. It's even worse when you don't, when you do what you don't supposed to do. And God has to deal with it. And I said, well, Lord, I'm in high priest mode. Priest mode anyway. Jesus is our high priest. I'm in priest mode dealing with when I'm praying like this. And the other thing He said He would do, He said any part of His word that they did receive, He'll use it at the last moment or the just before Christ comes, He'll use it to get them to repent and get on board. But they got to willingly do it. But He's going to do that for us. And I thank God, I hope He started a controversy. Just like that election, I suspect that He'll use it to expose what's in people. I hope, you know, He's about to return. Now, politically, I believe fully in Occupy until He come. I'm going to pray for this country that it succeed as if it's going to continue on and Jesus is going to wait another decade. But that's just not the case. When He comes, it's game over and things are about to happen. He keeps telling me it's about to be a terrible war, and I know it's going to be a terrible war. You know, that six trumpets about to blow. And it's going to, he said people are going to be thrust into eternity. Thrust into eternity. What if just in one moment, you're on the other side. It's over. Whether ready or not, he came back. Ready or not, the war happens. People die in war. Thrust into eternity. And then the survivors have the Antichrist to deal with. And the wicked people will rise up. And because they didn't live according to the word of God, they have no authority. See, these things are here. But just before his mighty return, he's going to cause people to, whatever word they did receive, he's going to return and help them make it. And some people will, and I'm sure some people will shrug it off like they always do. I don't like saying that, but that's how people do. They hear the word and they think of, they do something else. And God has to deal with it. He has to. You don't have a choice. Now, I love you. That's why I brought these things up. God can take us and go forward. But I thank him for all the souls he's working with. And that's the point. He loves us and he works with us to help us. But we have to have that love of God for it all to work. The fear of the Lord won't work in your life unless there's love there for it to attach to. Just like knowledge, wisdom, counsel, and all the seven manifestations of the Holy Spirit, they work the same way. You have to have that love in you. That's what secures your life. That's what keeps you out. That's the only way to keep the law. That's the only way to fulfill the law, the love of God. Now, I'm way out of time, but the Lord is not here. Continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.